This show is designed to give general information related to investing in finance. Neither Aaron Katzman, his guests, nor the radio station are rendering legal, tax, or specific investment advice. If you need such advice, contact a licensed advisor.
And welcome to the Aaron Katzman Show. I'm your host, Aaron Katzman. We speak about your life, your money, and your investments. And as always, we're coming to you from the spiritual and soon-to-be financial capital of the world, Jerusalem, Israel. If you like this content, please hit the like button below. And if you've not yet done so, please subscribe to both the YouTube channel and to the podcast. So I'm going to do something a little bit different today. This show is in honor of somebody who's incredible inspiration who passed away recently. His name is Rick Hoyt. Now, many of you might not have heard of Rick Hoyt. He was part of what's called Team Hoyt. Rick Hoyt was born with cerebral palsy, and his doctors told his parents that they should just institutionalize him. There's nothing to do. He's going to be a vegetable for the rest of his life. And the parents refused to listen to the doctors. This is going back, 60 some years. And they decided they were going to raise him and treat him like any other child. And as he got older, they taught him the ABCs, they taught him how to count. I mean, they saw through his eyes that he was able to comprehend what's going on. And then they decided that they would get him a computer, special computer, so that he'd be able to speak to them. And that's what he did. Anyway, when he was a teenager, he had a friend who became disabled. And they had a fun run, like a 5-mile run in his honor. And he told his dad that he wants to do the run. His father is a former military man, but was not in great shape. I think he was like around 40 years old. His name was Dick Hoyt. He's also, isn't there total heroes and total inspiration. Anyway, he pushed him in a wheelchair for 5 miles, and he tells the story. Everybody finished except for one other participant. So they didn't come in last place, but he finished. And that inspired him to do over, I think, 1,300 events. They ran the Boston Marathon, 30 times. They did Ironman triathlons, right, where the father, Dick, would, with specially crafted boat, right? He would tie a string to a boat, and then he would go ahead and swim. And then he had a special bike where he biked with the sun on the front. And then he pushed him in a wheelchair to the end. Absolutely incredible. Their message was that if you're disabled, you can do it. And if you're not disabled, don't treat disabled people as sort of, I don't want to say second class citizens, because they're able to do anything. Just treat them as regular people. Why do I bring this up? I bring it up for inspiration. Okay. I'm a big, big fan of inspiration. I spend a lot of my time watching inspirational YouTube videos instead of actually working. Anyway, it's fun watching people be inspirational and say, wow, I really could, maybe I should be inspirational. It's a lot easier to watch it on YouTube. Anyway, why do I bring this up? Because I'm going to tie it to finance. Because a lot of times people are beaten, right, before they even start. I can't do it. I can't get out of debt. I can't save. Nonsense. Okay, you can do it. Team Hoyt's motto was, yes, you can. Yes, we can. Something like that. If you set your mind to it, you can do it, right? If just imagine, pulling somebody for 2.5 miles and then biking with them for 100 and something miles and then running a full marathon, pushing them in a wheelchair, right? If they can do that physical, if Dick Hoyt can do that, you can get yourself out of debt, okay? So don't say you can't do it, okay? You can do it. It might require you to make a few changes, right? You might have a budget, you might have to start saying no. You might have to distinguish between something that you need and something that you want, right? To tighten up your finances, but you can certainly do it, okay? Don't say that you can't. You can. You can get out of debt. You can become secure financially. How do you become secure financially? Well, the first thing you do is, like I say, you start budgeting. You make yourself a budget, and you make sure that what you have coming in is equal to or more, hopefully, than what you have going out. If it isn't, then you either have to make more money, you have to spend less money, or hopefully you'll do a combination of both. And that'll really, really sort of energy turbocharge you to the next step, which is getting out of debt, right? Once you got to get pay off all your debts, then, as I said, you know, you want to create an emergency fund so that if something happens, life happens, let's say, right? Your fridge breaks, you need a root canal, you've got money, you don't have to start scrambling for money, you have it. And then once you've done all that, what do? You start investing. You save money. You save money to buy a place to live. You save money for retirement, right? It's not so difficult. It requires a little bit of potential change, maybe some discipline. There's no reason you can't do it. And just think back. I urge you all, right? Go Team Hoyt. Go to Team Hoyt. Google search Team Hoyt, okay? And I'm, you know, many of you will probably have tears running down your face. I don't, because I don't cry, okay? But a lot of you are going to be so inspired. It's such an unbelievable story. And take that story financially, right? And change yourself, right? You can do it. There's no reason you can't, right? Be inspired to make yourself better, make the people around you better. And the first step by doing that on the financial side is get your house in order, right? You can do it. There's no reason that you can't do it. Take the inspiration from Team Hoyt, okay? And get yourself on the path to financial security so that you can have a secure financial future. You can have financial independence and freedom, and you can secure the retirement that you've always dreamed of. Thanks so much for tuning in. You've been tuning in to the Aaron Katzman Show. We speak about your life, your money, and your investments. If you like this video, please hit the like button below. And if you've not yet done so, please subscribe to both our YouTube channel and to the podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll speak to you soon.